The content of the Tandem Radio program and website is intended for general information purposes only. It's not designed to provide listeners with specific and personal financial, legal, counseling, professional service, or other advice. The views expressed by show hosts, their guests, and callers are their own and should not be construed in any way as opinions of Tandem Radio or the Bridge FM network. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to Tandem Radio, the Bridge FM, or the show host whose words and or opinions may appear on air or on the website.
We must show the world what a free economy can do to reduce unemployment, to put unused capacity to work, to spur new productivity, and to foster high economic growth.
So when people want to succeed, I say to them, find out the dream that God has for you, and then give it your best shot. And with that, you'll be successful.
We can restore our economic strength and build opportunities like none we've ever had before. All we need to begin with is faith, and that dream will come true. All we need to do is act, and the time for action is now.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Tandem Radio, the good news on business, where each week we seek God's guidance in our business relationships and answer your questions as we walk in integrity together. We want to welcome all of our radio and global internet listeners to the program. And now, here's our host, Glenn DeLakian.
Hello, and welcome to Tandem Radio. I'm your host, Glenn DeLakian, along with Peter Granich. And together, we hope to help you walk in integrity as you do business every day. The concept of our show is to interact with those who have questions about commerce and business. Perhaps you're an entrepreneur or want to be one, or you're performing at work or ministry and want to do a little better. Week to week, we'll seek God's wisdom and direction and add our experience to what we bring to the table and talk about answers to questions that should help you succeed. We believe the Christian walk is a 24/7 journey, and the old adage of all is fair in love and war is not what Jesus directs us to do, but he wants us to take his word into our daily dealings every day. Many professionals often feel pressure when trying to follow God's teaching as they do business in a secular environment. We hope to encourage you and show you how to do your best and seek our Lord's guidance every day in your professional and personal lives. We'll be opening the phones later. This is a live call-in show at 800-575-9564. You might want to jot that down, 800-575-9564. And of course, since you can listen to us live on the internet, we'll also be taking your email questions in as well. So feel free to email us at tandemradio.com. Just check out our website, tandemradio.com. You can send us an email there. Today's topic is about business law and liabilities. Sometimes people might see that as a dry topic, but we're going to bring in two experts today that we're excited about, and they're going to bring us some new perspectives and hopefully help you in that arena. Peter, why don't you tell us a little bit about your background?
Well, first of all, I was a little nervous this morning, Glenn. I saw two attorneys, and when I went to shake my hands. I made sure they didn't have any papers in their hands when they were shaking my hands, which was good. They didn't. But, well, I do two things. One, I write a financial blog, Granich.com, where I comment about markets, politics, social issues, and matters of faith. And then secondly, I am the managing partner of Trinity Financial Sports and Entertainment Management, which is a Christian-based financial service company based in Wall Township, New Jersey. And then the rest of the time I spend mostly in Christian ministry and in particular sports ministry, both serving on the board and active in Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and then Athletes in Action, whereupon I do Bible study, chapel services, and others with the New York Giants and the New York Yankees.
Two of those are both our sponsors, right, for the show. And we're excited to have them on board and appreciate their efforts in joining us as we spread the gospel through this show. And for my background, just a little bit for everyone, I've been in business all my life. I own several businesses and do business consulting and been involved in a lot of network efforts and started a small business group in our town and other efforts along those lines. So I've just been immersed in that area and loving the Lord and doing my best to mature in the walk and tied the two of them together. And here we are on Tandem Radio. So we're excited to have our listeners in today. And again, feel free to tune in either on radio at the Bridge FM network, which you know, or at the internet at www.tandemradio.com. And today, as we do each week, we bracket our show with scripture. And the scriptures for this week, Proverbs 31:8, speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all who are destitute. You know, I know a lot of people have different perspectives on attorneys, and but I think that proverb reads very well for what attorneys do. And the other side today is Galatians 5:14. The entire law is summed up in a single command. So although we're going to talk about laws and liabilities and business and so forth, I think this is the key to how we're going to wrap our show today. Galatians 5:14. The entire law is summed up in a single command. Love your neighbor as yourself.
Does that mean I have to love attorneys too?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So we have to keep it light on the attorney banter jokes today. But of course, we're going to have some fun with our guests today. Before I mention our guest, Peter, I just want to also throw in one more scripture today because it's kind of a special day for us. Psalm 127:3. Sons are a heritage from the Lord. Children a reward from him. I just want to mention that, as you know, both my sons and my godson, actually, are involved in the show and putting it together. But our producer, my son Glenn J. DeLake in the second, has put so much effort into getting this show off the ground and has been the producer since we started this, before we even got on air. And this is his last show with us today.
Where's he going?
He's heading to Egypt to study in Cairo for the next 4 months. So Dad's got a little separation anxiety thing going on. I know it's all in the Lord's hand, and his God's favor is definitely on him, but he's going to be out of my reach technically for the first time in his life.
So next week you'll be able to tell us which is your favorite son, because one won't hear, right?
Well, we won't go there, but maybe he'll tune in from Egypt.
He
should be on the ground in Cairo when our next show airs, and maybe he'll pop up on the internet and check us out. I know I told him he's going to have to Skype and come in live on the show every once in a while and give us a Middle Eastern report, so we're excited about that. But talking about law and business law and liabilities, anything you want to comment on, Peter, there before we bring in our guest?
Well, the one thing I would say in all seriousness is, with no disrespect to those ads we hear where somebody says it's so simple, you can incorporate yourself and all that type of stuff, I really think that's a huge mistake, at least what I know from years of business. I think any business that's going to be half serious or more can't be done through just some internet site. I really think you have to engage a live personal attorney. And I think you need to find someone that, you know, specializes in that area. You know, it is ever-changing. In New Jersey, it tends to be more complicated than, say, the state of Wyoming.
Right.
And so you need somebody that's had a lot, or he or she that's had a lot of practice in that area. And I just think it's a mistake when you read about people that try to do it on their own or do it through these legal internet sites. Mm. At least that's my opinion.
Yeah, that's very true. And you do have to be careful. And of course, choose all your advisors carefully, especially attorneys and professionals that you bring in. Law has been kind of a hobby of mine, or a great interest of mine. So I'm excited to have our guest here today, because I've been involved on both sides in negotiations and been involved with negotiating with attorneys, with judges, whatever. And it's always been interesting to me. And I've always been amazed at what I've learned in those experiences from not only for general business, but also specifically from the attorneys that I spend time with, both of which of the attorneys today that I'm glad that I know are both people that I've learned from. But let's talk about the judicial system real quick. The judicial system was really created in the Bible, very early, actually, in the Bible. In Exodus 18:22, Jethro, who was Moses' father-in-law, most people know the story, told Moses that, you know, you're just doing it all yourself. You can't do it all yourself. So you need to create a system of judges. And he said, have them serve as judges for the people at all times. So the creation of the judicial system, it's interesting, goes all the way back to the days of Moses, and God mandated that they do it that way. And of course, I'm sure lawyers stepped up pretty quick when that came about. He got the judge in place. Now you need the lawyers, the advocates. But I want to open our guest segment up with introducing our guest real quick. We have two here today, both Judy Amorsky, who's an attorney who's in Freehold, New Jersey, and Bob Munoz. I think your office in Freehold too, Bob?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to start with letting them introduce themselves and tell a little bit about. Let's start with Judy.
Thank you, Glenn. I love that you brought up the scripture, the Proverbs 31, speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. That's one of my favorite scriptures, and it's often guided me in my entire interest in law. And I do have a solo practice on Main Street in Freehold, and for me, a solo practice was a good way to go, because I do have a family and I have kids. So I did open up my own business right out of law school, which was kind of hard to do, but I found that it was best suiting for my needs at the time.
That's great. And Bob, I think you're a little bit different, right?
Well, my experience is a little different. My firm is 43 lawyers, and we have offices in Freehold and Toms River. And my experience has been that I've always been with a firm and always worked with large groups of people. But we kind of govern ourselves the same way in terms of how we govern the way we practice law. We always try to do the best for all the people and not always what is the most expedient thing to do.
So we basically have both ends of the spectrum here, and I know there's benefits to both sides here, and but it's good to know that there are different types of law firms out there, different sizes. I don't think size is the issue usually, but it often is important to know who you're getting involved in before you engage, of course. Now, we have some questions that we want to ask today. Of course, I'm sure we'll have some callers calling in today, but let's start off with a general question, and Peter kind of brought it up, about incorporation. You know, you see these ads on the internet all the time, incorporate for, you know, $99 or whatever it is. It's crazy. And I got to tell you, I'll give this disclaimer. I've checked into those things, and of course, when you get into it, it's also $99 plus another $99 here, plus $199 there. So often, it ends up to be much more expensive, and you never get what you really need, I don't think. So I applaud Peter for mentioning that. Why incorporate? Let's start with Judy, from your perspective, why incorporate?
Well, there's all kinds of businesses out there, and there's all kinds of, like you just mentioned, ways that people can just call up and do it over the internet. But you want to make sure that you're doing it properly and that you're following the legal guidelines, because you really want to set a separate situation with your personal name and your personal assets as opposed to your business. Everything that the business does and operates in will attach itself to the business name, and you want to keep that totally separate to protect your business as well as yourself throughout the entire process.
Well, I'm amazed often how many people who are in business and they're not incorporated. Bob, what are some of the liabilities they could be exposed to if they don't take that step to incorporate?
Well, we spend a lot of time separating the personal from the business, because everything you do that you do personally in your business could attach to your home if your judgment was entered against you. So it's important to keep those things separated. So it's a form of asset protection, just like you would do any kind of other asset protection. Oftentimes, when we're incorporating the business, we'll do other asset protection as part of that.
Now, it's not that difficult, right? I mean, I know we don't have time to get into all the different corporations. There's LLCs, there's partnerships, there's this, there's that. But it's really not that difficult to do, right, Bob?
It's not difficult, but it's important to do it right. I think that was the point that Peter was making before. I also do litigation involving corporations and limited liability companies. And oftentimes, the first question I have for them is to bring in their corporate book. And 9 out of 10 times when they bring in their corporate book, nothing's ever been done. So they have no way of controlling what they've been doing. I've even seen cases where minority shareholders have taken over a company because the proper paperwork was not prepared and the proper bylaws were not adopted.
It's amazing what could happen if you leave yourself exposed.
Yeah, and you know, Glenn, I think it is critical to know what type of corporation you want to open. And that's why you need to talk to the attorney, because what may sound simple, but once they start to understand more and more what your business is going to do, what you thought might have been the way you needed to go one type, you may need another.
That's great, Peter. Well, we're coming up to a break, and I want to say again, we want to thank Bob Munoz and also Judy Amorsky here today, both attorneys filling us in on business law and liabilities, and we have a lot to talk about today. And again, if you want to call in with your questions at 800-575-9564, that's 800-575-9564. We'll be taking calls in a little while. Or, of course, if you're listening live on TandemRadio.com, you can also email your questions in. We'll be back in a few minutes after the break with a lot more interesting information for your business about law and business.